Today is the 25th anniversary of the Great American Smokeout, a day that encourages smokers to kick the habit for at least one day. A retired high school guidance counselor in Massachusetts came up with the idea, and the American Cancer Society made it an annual event. When David Kessler headed the Food and Drug Administration, he declared nicotine a drug. He says the Great American Smokeout can be a first step for people trying to break their addiction.
The goal is to reduce the number of people who smoke. And in fact, it's been enormously successful. 45 million adults in the United States are former smokers. What the day represents is a focal point. It allows people to focus on changing their behavior.
So how do people quit smoking then? What seems to work?
Different strategies have worked for different individuals. But there are tools today available to help smokers quit. We have gums, we have patches, we have drugs that affect the central nervous system. That range of tools, I mean, is very good news for smokers. There are still 47 million adults in the U.S. who smoke now. And you know, some people, just cold turkey is not going to work. On average, a smoker tries 9 times to quit before they actually succeed. That's not easy. And it's very appropriate to ask for help. And the good news is that there really are tools out there, none perfect, in part because the cigarette is a very effective drug delivery device. I mean, nicotine is inhaled, it gets to the brain in 8 seconds. So in some ways, we're up against the most effective drug delivery system, the cigarette.
Well, Dr. Kessler, smoking is legal. At what point should anti-smoking advocates let people who say they know all the information they need to know and want to be able to smoke in peace?
Ask that smoker when he or she began. That smoker probably began at 11, 12, probably was addicted at 16, 17, or 18. Tell me what choice that child made. I mean, no one picks up a cigarette and says, I'm going to smoke this one and 450,000 more. I have no, any adult who wants to go smoke, there's no question. I don't challenge that. But when you're dealing with the fact that 90% of smokers began as children, what choice did they make? I mean, aren't they entitled to a lifetime free of addiction?
In the next 25 years, how would you like to see America's policy towards smoking change?
I think we need to continue to reduce the number of people who smoke. That's the bottom line. And the way you do that, the most effective way to do that, is to reduce the number of young people who start. And the fact is, there's considerable work to do. But if you look at our colleagues who've done work in California, in Florida, in Massachusetts, they have shown that there are effective ways to get young people not to start.
David Kessler was commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration during the Clinton administration. He's now dean of the Yale School of Medicine.